The how about the different definitions on these things? What do you call the place where the fire is itself?
The earth.
Okay. How about the cast iron or steel things that the logs are laid across? What about those?
Oh, they have a lot of names.
What are some of them that you know?
You tripped me on that.
Yeah.
Now the boys got one down there. And what I mean by that is me. Just same as I wouldn't say your name because I couldn't say it.
You wouldn't, would you maybe have called them and irons or dog irons or anything? Or great?
Yeah, that's it. Great.
Okay. What about the shelf on the top or above the fireplace? Maybe set the clock on.
Yeah, the mantel.
Okay. Did you have a term for a big log in the back of the fire that sort of threw out a lot of heat and kept it going? Or
nightstick.
Okay. How about small, thin pieces of wood used to start the fire?
Kindling.
Okay. The black stuff that maybe coats the inside of the fireplace is called
soot, lamp black.
Okay. And after the log is burnt up, what you got left is
ashes.
What color are the ashes usually?
Usually white.
Mm-hmm. I'm right now sitting in the
chair.
And do you have a general term for chairs and other things like chairs, or?
This is a swivel captain chair. And seat.
Would you have
That's a rocker.
No, what I mean is more, much more obvious than that. If you say hire a moving van, you want them to move your
furniture.
Yeah, that's your general term for it. Mm-hmm. That piece of furniture right over there is a
coffee table.
Well,
red couch.
You call it the couch. Okay. Would you have any other
Davenport?
Is there any difference between a couch and a Davenport?
Not to me, but I guess there is to some.
Is one term or the other sort of old-fashioned, or is there any difference?
Well, there's where I watched it change. A couch usually was only about that wide. It had a raising head. And a Davenport was something similar to that. And during my lifetime, they used both words for the same implement.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would have thought. I don't know how to describe these things. If you have the sort of things that you pull down over the window to cut out the light.
Shade.
You call it a shade?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
very blind?
Okay. The a while ago you mentioned closets. These are built in, or if you have a built in thing with a door, you'd call that, what's your term for that?
Closed closet.
Would you ever call anything else?
Well, depending on what you store in it. If you stored fruit, kitchen equipment, you'd call it a pantry.
But you wouldn't call it a clothes press or anything like that?
No, but I've heard people use that.
What about if you had a piece of furniture that, say you didn't have a built-in closet, but you had a piece of furniture that you used to hang stuff in? What'd you call that?
There's several things. There's another. I've got a name for it, but I won't say it. That's
okay.
We can
come back to that. The what do you call a space